This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 572, Band 9 Sample Birthday Answers for IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll hear incredibly awesome sample answers for part one questions about birthdays and have a lot to celebrate before your next exam.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, how you feeling there?
Super excited. It's almost the weekend.
I know. I'm so excited.
How often do you sing spontaneously?
Oh my God, in the shower all the time. No, I don't really that much. You do though, I think.
I do all the time. And I just noticed this morning that James is starting to do it as well. Because I was like, I don't know, like, you know, one of the 20 times I had to say, please put your shoes and socks on or something. Right. And he's like, I will go get my shoes. And he was like, just singing. I don't know. It was great.
That's awesome.
It just makes life more fun. Just quick story before we get to our speaking part one sample answers, guys, just so you know, there is very, very excellent model answers for you today. But before we get to that, I'm just going to tell you real fast. Okay. So one of my best friends and I were co-captains of our soccer team in high school. Cool.
Yeah.
And we both had very similar senses of humor, wherein we just like to make up songs and do silly things all the time. And so we would sing the lineup to the rest of the team before each game and try and make up rhymes and stuff. Like,
oh, that's so cool.
Kristen is goalie. And I don't know. Anyway, it was fun.
That's awesome. Hey, teammate, it's good. You know, it's good to play a sport in high school because you learn how to play together with a team, like how to build that team spirit, that team feeling, and rely on other people. So important.
Man, you learned so much. Think about all of the life lessons that you learned growing up, Lindsay, just being on different teams and competing in tennis and just like
tennis.
Right, the training and pushing yourself and just like experiencing the success and failure of life.
Yeah, no, it's huge. It's huge. And we need that to build our work ethic as adults and get to where we want. Kind of we all build like a narrative, right? We see the world in a certain way and it's based on our experiences growing up.
Totally.
So.
Yep. Yeah, totally. So guys, we know that you are using all of your life experiences and trying to use your strong work ethic to prepare for IELTS. So today's episode will definitely help you on your path, guys. One of the best ways to improve our speaking and writing is through models, right? Mm-hmm. You need to know what your goal is before you can get there. Like growing up, I used to watch lots of English Premier League soccer. You know, you have to see what the prime example is. What is the best example of this and aim for that?
Oh, it's so true. I remember watching the tennis grand slams, like the US Open especially. Yeah. I'd watch like Andy Roddick or even Monica Seles back in the day. That really dates me, but that's okay. And then go out and just hit on the backboard in my driveway and just feel so much more smooth because you are like envisioning that person taking that swing, that pro. Yeah.
Having that vision, guys, is so important. In Three Keys, we have all the sample answers for all the writing essays, the speaking answers, because that is the way to start. And then you can work backwards and build your skills step by step with Three Keys. Okay.
You got it.
So today we're going to do some speaking part one sample answers about birthdays. Definitely listen to today's episode a couple times, guys. Take notes on our spontaneous native communication for these questions. Because I'll tell you, we don't practice, guys. This is completely authentic. So I'm going to ask Lindsay the first question, and we'll just sort of go back and forth today. All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Lindsay, do you enjoy celebrating your birthday?
I do enjoy celebrating my birthday. I think it's great. No matter how old I am, I like to do something different every year. You know, my favorite one was definitely in most recent memory is the one I spent on the Camino de Santiago. It was my birthday, and my friends on the Camino, the friends I had met on the Camino, gave me a surprise cake. They came up with this, and it was such a touching thing because I didn't expect anyone to put that together for me. But they went and they just surprised me and found a cake somewhere on the Camino and brought it to me and just like gathered around me. It was the coolest surprise. I do enjoy celebrating my birthday.
How did they find a cake? You're like hiking across a country.
The only cake on the whole Camino de Santiago, they found it and they brought it to me. I don't know. We were just, we were in town, like, you know, on the Camino, everything is more elevated. Your experiences, the intensity of it, right? And they just, it really touched me. They walked to the next town and found this cake and brought it back and we celebrated. Yeah.
That's
memories.
So cool. Oh my God. That's great. So that adjective, you heard Lindsay use it a couple times, guys. It's very native when you're talking about memories that made you feel nice, right? Memories that you still have a sensitivity to because it was surprising and it actually like changed your heart in some way, right? Touching. If anything affects your emotions, it's touching. I love that. I do use that adjective a lot. That's great.
That's a good adjective. Yeah.
So all Lindsay was very specific, guys, and that's what you have to do. Remember, on speaking, the more specific, the better.
Yeah. I just want to say, like, this question itself, it seems like it could be a little dangerous because it is so broad. Like, I had to go to a story because there was nothing. I mean, yes, I enjoy birthdays, right? What else are you going to say? You have to say something else. So it was very easy if I just envisioned one year that stood out in my mind and just told that story. I mean, that's a good tip, you know?
Totally. Because I think if we were just native speakers who knew nothing about IELTS, there's no way we would answer like that.
Oh, no.
It's not natural. It would be like, yeah, of course, who doesn't? And that's it. So like, that's why, guys, even native speakers would not get the highest scores for fluency and vocab. Right? Because you can't do that on IELTS. Okay.
Yeah. We've seen that happen too, right? We've seen native speakers go in and get sixes, right? In writing and speaking because they just think it's an English test. They'll just speak English. No.
Nope.
Right? And that's all right. So here we go. Okay. Let's flip it around. Jessica, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. So do you celebrate in the same way as you did when you were a child?
Oh, gosh, no. I have always celebrated my birthday in a huge way. My mom will take any opportunity to celebrate. In fact, she used to throw me half birthday parties because my birthday is in January, so it'd be all snowy outside. So she's like, we need a celebration in the summer, too. Let's have a half birthday. And then we would, you know, have all my friends into the backyard and stuff. But kids' birthdays are about, it's all about presents and cake and playing games with your friends. But these days, I really like to go out to a really nice dinner. Well, okay. I have many different celebrations. I'll do one celebration with James where it's honestly more of an activity for him, but it's just another good reason to do something cool. And then I'll have something, my adult celebration where, you know, I'll be honest, we enjoy some drinks and some fine food and, you know, get dressed up and be all fancy and good looking. And that's way different than what I did when I was a kid.
Nice. I like the contrast there, how you contrasted your experiences as a kid versus as an adult. Very well built out answer. I like it.
Very different. Very different. Okay. Next one is for you, Miss Lindsay. Miss. That's funny. Okay. How important are gifts on a person's birthday?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, well, I would say in my case, at least, when I was a kid, of course, they were important. I wanted to know what I was getting. It was all about the gifts. But, you know, these days, for example, in last year's birthday, I am lucky enough to have a summer birthday, which I think are the best birthdays, summer birthdays. August 3rd is my birthday. And this year I went just with one special person out to the river, and we just enjoyed a picnic and watched a concert on the river and just sat in the grass, just sat on a bench and relaxed and got an ice cream. And something as simple as that, it didn't matter what the gift was. I don't know that there even was a special gift. Like, that was it. And just the experience to me was the gift.
You know, the older I get, the more those are the gifts, are the experiences. Even these days birthdays are such a big deal for kids. Like, parents go all out, and kids have everything they need. They like have so many toys. So I don't want to get a kid a toy anymore. I want to get his family passes to the trampoline park. I want to get them special day, a miniature golfing or something. So definitely, I think experiences are becoming a much better gift than just a thing.
Yeah. I mean, some of that might be also cultural shifts too. Like, age, as we get older, we see it that way. And I think our culture might be shifting a little bit more in that direction too, because we've been such a materialistic culture, and we still are, but I think we're almost like drowning in stuff now, you know? And
there's there's definitely more of a pushback, right? Yeah. And like, as you see, like, minimalist houses that came up on the other show, guys, all ears English. Good vocab over there. But like the tiny houses, and there's definitely a pushback to these materialistic trends that society has been following.
You got it.
Guys, there's so much good vocab today. Okay, we have one more question.
All right, here's the last question. So, guys, I hope you're taking notes, because like Jessica said, really good 7 or higher vocab you're getting here. So you should be taking notes. All right. So, Jessica, do you think birthdays become less important as we get older?
Oh, heck no. I think most adults would probably say yes. I always find it really puzzling when I meet someone and they're like, I don't really care about my birthday. It's just a number. It doesn't matter. And to my mind, I'm like, you are missing an opportunity here, buddy. You could have like a whole day just for you. Oh my gosh. Like, I think birthdays, I don't care how old I am. I don't care what is happening in my life. I am going to have that day. And honestly, it's more like a week. I take a whole birthday week, but you need to celebrate yourself and your achievements and what you have done and what you will do, and really just take time out to spend time with your loved ones and your friends and family, and be like, you know what? I've been doing great. I have an awesome life. Let's keep it going. I think it's, I think everybody should go all out on their birthdays.
I love that. I like that answer, because you were very direct and you were honest, and you used the word honestly too. I like that. That shows a little bit of variety in the vocabulary. That's pretty cool.
The phrases, guys, the transition phrases Lindsay and I have used today, you guys need to write these down. You need to take notes. I will put some of these most important ones in the blog post for this episode. So come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 572. And I will put some of our best phrases in there. But like these transition phrases to introduce opinions and contrasts, there have been a lot of great contrasting phrases today. And the time phrases, like lots of good stuff. And again, guys, you need to have these organizational signposts to get a 7 or higher for the coherence part of the fluency and coherence. So very important.
Absolutely. That's why we need the strategies, right? We need the systems, and we teach all of you guys. We teach that to you guys in 3 Keys IELTS. So that is the key right there.
That is the key. The big key is the 3 Keys. No, that doesn't make sense. But you know what I mean.
You know. So to jump into that course, guys, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in today.
Woohoo! Yeah. Right. And guys, when you sign up, make sure you get into the personal coach plan, guys. That is the most straightforward way to that 7 or higher because you get personal feedback sessions with me on Skype. So definitely get in there and then I will teach you on Skype one-on-one.
Yeah, so cool. So cool. So lucky. That's awesome. So good. Good feedback. Really good insight, especially if you guys are using that time just before your exam or a few weeks before your exam, then Jessica can find the exact things that you specifically need to do to increase your score. Personalize it.
It's amazing, you guys. And more so than anything, I mean, yes, I tell you activities that you can work on, very personal feedback on what to learn, what to work on, practice between now and your exam date. But the confidence boost I find to be one of the biggest advantages of meeting with me because I think people get so wrapped up in their faults, right? And the gaps and the, oh, I'm only a 6, I need an 8. And people get so wrapped up only focused on the negative things and the gaps that they forget to really focus on their strengths, and then they're not using their strengths as much either. So I think it's important to check in so you realize what you're so good at.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Really good advice. Awesome. All right, Jessica, it's time to start the weekend. So let's get out of here.
All right, sounds good. Have a good weekend, Lindsay.
All right, thanks for hanging out. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.